Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I managed to maintain to explain. We hit it, evolve, but broke. Every damn thing changed.
I am Astrology Reading, man.
Thank you for joining us for episode 56. Part two.
Part two, yeah.
I know you're wondering why am I saying part two.
Why are we laughing so much?
You know, Mercury is retrograde.
And it's hitting us.
And we started recording an episode, got about
half 30, an hour.
35 minutes into it. And I realized I never pushed record. So...
No one is safe. Even astrologers are not safe from Mercury retrograde.
So, we're going to try to knock this out again. right? And so,
let's just talk real quick about how Mercury retrograde has impacted your life up until this point, of course.
Well, you know what? It, be honest with you, it actually... has been messing with me. I am Mercury in a chart because I am Gemini rising, so Mercury rules that. And I went.
Oh, it's your fault. You're taking the blame for this, right?
Oh yeah, it's all me. I went to go get something to eat before we started this, and I went to Subway, and you know how they make your sandwich and all that. And mm-hmm. I went to pay, and you know how they got the tap to pay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I went to tap to pay, and whatever I hit, it tipped them whatever the highest thing. And I was like, oh man.
And oh,
the lady looked at me and was like, Merry Christmas. I was like, Merry Christmas. I got outside. I said, I see why she was saying Merry Christmas.
Dang.
Man, I tipped her $5-something on my sandwich.
Dang.
Mercury retrograde. Nice tip. And then I come to the house, I eat, try to do this with you, and then we get halfway in, and then you realize, hey, Paul, you never push record.
Yeah, hey, I don't mean to interrupt or anything, so we're really on a roll here, but like, are we recording?
Well, the answer to that question was no.
No. And we had like a real good thing going too.
Yeah. So let's try this again. Today is the winter solstice.
Yes.
Today is the day that the sun dies or stops moving for 3 days. This is also a day of people rushing out to buy last minute Christmas gifts. And whatnot.
And yeah. Oh my God.
Hey,
I'll tell you how Mercury retrograde has affected me. I have a flat tire right now, and apparently I was driving on it for like at least a day before I noticed it was flat.
Wow.
I thought like the alignment was off or something. I was like, hey, my tire, like my wheels, like it was rolling in the rain. We had some rain and it wasn't like catching at the stop sign. I thought something, you know, like something else was wrong. And then he goes out and checks my car like last night. He's like, your tire is completely flat, like on the ground, on the rim now. And Gemini, Mercury, not Gemini, it's in Sagittarius. Capricorn right now, just left Sagittarius, but it...
And it's heading back there.
It's heading back to Sagittarius. Yeah, yeah, and Mercury is, you know, short distance travel.
And yours was put a damper on yours. Short distance travel.
I never go anywhere, and like the few places I do go are like less than 5 miles away usually. So I'm like, what the hell happened to my tire? I'm still, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, you know, December 25th, this time has been celebrated for eons. And it's been celebrated before, you know, the most famous birth. Why? Why is this day be celebrated? I tell you, it's all astrological. Right? Yes. What is the solstice? What is the equinox? What is it really about? It's about light and darkness, which back in those days, light and darkness is equivalent to life and death.
Survival.
Yes. Yes. And so knowing the movement of things, could give you an advantage to, you know, stay alive. Knowing it was about to get cold.
Yeah. Being prepared for the fall of the sun. It's been falling since fall.
Correct.
Now we're in darkness.
Correct. And so what is the solstice actually? And throughout the year, the sun moves 1 degree. Let's just say if we looking at the equator, the sun moves down the equator 1 degree a day. And on December 22nd, around December 22nd, when the sun reaches 0 degrees Capricorn or the winter solstice, the sun stops moving south or stops moving, or in other words, dies for 3 days.
Yeah. And before we were rudely interrupted by not recording, I mentioned that, is that kind of like the sun being retrograde?
Yes,
still.
Yeah, and even though what is retrograde? It's when the planet
appear to be moving backwards, but
physically isn't.
They physically are not, but it appears to us that they are.
But in this instance, the sun does actually, I guess, you know, appear to be moving in the other direction. Be honest with you, I could tell from where I live, because the way the house is positioned, on this part of the year, there's more sunlight in the backyard.
Mm.
And then, you know, it's going to go back to the front yard. So it's kind of like I'm on the line a little bit.
Okay, so you must have like a east or west facing house, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Whichever face it is, I could gradually see how. Matter of fact, I took my plants from the front that was in the front and moved them more to the back so they could get more sunlight, because the sun was coming up more that way, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All of this happens on the Southern Cross or Crux. What is the Southern Cross? If you look up and you see, you find the Big Dip, the Little Dipper, right? They will have 4 stars. Around that Little Dipper, right? That is the Southern Cross. Do you know what constellation the Southern Cross is found in, D?
I think it's a swan, right?
No, it's in a constellation, one of the zodiac.
Oh, it's in one of the zodiac constellations?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Oh, all right. Well, would it surprise you if I told you that it's at the legs
of
under the legs of Virgo?
Of Virgo? Oh, okay. Yes. So is it like a cross Virgo to Pisces, or is it just on
I'm saying the Southern Cross is right up underneath by the leg of Virgo, the constellation.
Okay.
That's how people can find it. If you want to find it, look up Find Virgo and then look under her leg and you'll find the Southern Cross.
That's interesting, since Virgo is like the purest.
Well, what is Virgo's sign? Virgo the what?
The Virgin.
Oh. Oh. But hold that thought. Virgo the Virgin, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And this, on this 25th, when the during this time, when the sun dies for 3 days or stops moving, you can see the three, according to the story, they have three kings.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Right?
An Orion's belt, right?
Yes. And all of, and this could be seen in the night sky. Wait, before I go there, I wanted to go back. On December 25th, the sun begins moving again, but at this time from the south to the north, bringing shorter, colder days to the north, which is longer, warmer days. This right. process is a 6-month process from solstice to solstice. Light officially overtakes darkness at the spring equinox, while darkness overtakes light at the fall equinox.
All right? Yeah, because it's even amounts of day and even amounts of night.
Yes, and so, but at that point, the sun starts falling away and we start getting less and less and less
right.
light until the sun, you know, pretty much stops moving, yeah. you know, until the spring equinox, because at that point, hey, by the way, do you know there's a religion that celebrates something? There's all these religions that celebrate something at the equinox, like especially the spring equinox, you know.
Yeah. Isn't it called like Mabin or something like that?
Well, in Jewish culture, it is the it's the Passover.
Passover. Yeah.
I
think we have Easter around that time
too.
Yeah,
I was about to say in Christian culture it would be Easter. Muslim, I think.
Oh no, it's Ostara that I was thinking of. The pagans have Ostara.
And then the Muslims would be I think it's Ramadan.
Isn't that at different times of year?
In the beginning of the year, I think it's at the first full moon or something like that. But it's pretty much, you know, around the same time, right? Okay. So what is the star to the east? The star to the east is actually Sirius, which is the brightest star in the night sky. Now, on Christmas Eve, Sirius will align with the three brightest stars in Orion's belt, or like most commonly known, the three kings. Sirius and the three kings will point exactly where the sun will rise on Christmas morning. Hey, by the way, you know how I said the Southern Cross is in under the leg of Virgo?
Yeah.
And you said Virgo is the what?
Virgin. Well, the innocent.
Have you ever heard born of a virgin?
Born of a virgin, yeah, Mary.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
Ooh, ouch.
I like that.
Ouch.
It's
ouch.
Literally what's happening in the sky.
Oh, so am I kind of trying to tell you that, you know, all of this stuff is really...
Yeah, like Jesus died on the cross also, Jesus died on the cross.
And he rose.
For three days. And then the Son of God returned after 3 days.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Why do you think the Son is the giver of life?
I don't know. It's hot. I don't know where you're
it does. It's like we were talking earlier. Darkness.
Darkness is death.
Cold and death. And, you know, you could get eaten up by predators and stuff right. In the heat and in the coldness warm. Of the night.
Yeah.
Snuck up on and all of that. And if you didn't have any fire or, by the way, if there is no sunlight, you know, what won't grow?
Nothing.
There you go.
Very few things. Like, I think there's a few plants that, I don't know that they do grow in darkness, but I don't know, potatoes, but still even they grow to the surface toward the light. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to be quiet.
Yeah. Hey, but there is something that I do find interesting. If we had 24 hours of sunlight, you know what would happen?
Don't they have this in like Alaska? I don't know. I don't know what would happen.
We would die.
24 hours of sunlight?
Yeah. And if we had 24 hours of darkness, you know what would happen?
I guess you would die.
Yeah. So what's that mean?
I think they do have this like in Alaska and certain parts
of... Yeah, but really, how it really works?
Like if we didn't have modern technology?
No, I'm just saying. Think about it. Why did... If it never got dark, this is what I'm saying. If it never got dark, we would all die.
Okay, because you could burn to death too, right?
Yeah. Nothing to grow.
Yeah, because everything
die would be, on a vine.
Everything would burn to death.
And if we had 24 hours of darkness, we would die.
Because nothing would grow.
And we would freeze to death. Mm-hmm. Everything will be ice. So what does that actually mean?
We need balance?
Correct. Correct.
We need both.
So now here's the question, D. If we need 12 hours of darkness and 12 hours of light, is darkness bad? Or negative?
It is the yin to the sun's yang is the only way I could answer that. Like, it's not bad, but it is the negative. Like when you develop pictures, like you have a negative, I guess in the old timey days, you would have a negative and then you would develop the positive at the photo... usually Walgreens or whatever, CVS, right?
Yeah.
Like, is that negative photo negative? Like, is it bad? But no, but negative.
Well, if you don't have the negative, will you get the photo?
No, you won't get it.
So I guess you need the darkness.
Yeah, you need it.
So why are people scared of it then? If that's what you need.
I think people are afraid of their own darkness, their own shadows. I think that's what it's more about.
Back to light and darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Because in light, you know, there's not, you don't see mm-hmm. a lot of shadows.
You got to bring the darkness into the light. It's not so scary there.
You know, I do have I've said, you know, when you give someone, when you show someone darkness, you actually, or when you show someone their shadow, mm-hmm. you actually give them the light.
Yeah. It gives them the courage to face their own, to see you facing your own.
When you walk in a house and there's no lights on, what's the first thing you do?
Turn on the light. I'm clumsy. I'll trip over everything.
Well, I mean, that's why you turn on the light so you can see.
Yeah.
or illuminate the darkness.
Yes.
Now, does it take illumination for you to lift yourself out of darkness?
Yeah. Yeah, it does, because you can't lift yourself out if you don't know where you're going.
Back to...
You have to shine a light on it to see what you're dealing with to get out.
Aha. Which points to the sun being Kazemi with Mercury today. Kazemi, boys and girls, means in the heart of the sun.
So we've got the winter solstice and the sun at 0 degrees Capricorn and Mercury at 0 degrees Capricorn.
Correct.
All in one day.
Correct. So,
and Mercury is retrograde.
Retrograde. So retrograde, what does it mean? Review, rewind.
Self-reflect, do the inner work.
Reflect, all the R words that you could think of.
Yeah. Redo, renew, reuse, reduce, recycle. Just kidding. But recycle things in your mind. Yeah. I was joking, but yeah, you've got to you got to watch your footage. You know, replay your footage, redo, recycle. You got to go through it to analyze and move forward.
And moving forward, which would point to Capricorn. Capricorn is the mountain goat. Mountain goats like to climb mountains. So I would ask, hey, which mountain are you climbing? A mountain would be a goal. What goal are you currently working on? Or are you just lost in the valley?
Yeah.
Are you seeing your future career or path clearly, or are you being delusional about it?
Yeah.
All of this is all of this goes on while we're still in the throes or aftermath of the Venus-Uranus opposition from Scorpio to Taurus, right? Taurus-Uranus is up there shaking up people's value systems, their money, your bank account, shifts. And Uranus also, if I want to go the spiritual route, Uranus points to unconscious soul trauma that you've been dealing with for lifetimes. And when it comes to the opposition to Venus, right? And Venus and Scorpio at that, which is in detriment, right?
Ooh, yeah, you're right. I think so.
So what value systems, what programs have you been holding yourself to that in the end is actually detrimental to the goals and paths that you clearly want to work toward?
Right.
Are you working on what you value, or are you doing it because of someone else?
Yeah, and Uranus is going to bring some shocking changes to the way that you deal with it going forward.
Correct. Hence the solstice, hence the sun being Kazemi with Mercury in Saturn sign, Capricorn, and actually this is sextile to Saturn in Pisces, because it's happening at the early degrees, earth to water.
Earth to water, yeah. So Uranus would be sextile to Saturn in Pisces, and Venus would be trine, because they're both water.
No, I'm talking about the Sun and Mercury sextile Saturn. That and because the reason I brought that up is because they're in Saturn sign.
Right. Okay. I follow you now.
Yeah. They're in Saturn sign. So Saturn over there in Pisces has something to say about this meeting of the Sun and Mercury.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So Saturn in Pisces is going to be more like dissolving boundaries, limitations.
Ooh, I like where you put what there, D. Is it dissolving boundaries, or could it be some people may need to put boundaries up?
Yeah, Pisces does not like to put boundaries up, but they are probably the people that need to do it the most.
Why is that?
Because they're so...
Don't you have Pisces energy?
I'm a Pisces, so I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, so you talking from experience?
Definitely, yeah. So
this is not you just pontificating. You're talking from a moment.
Yeah, like that's... And I have a bunch of planets in Capricorn too. So like those planets demand that I have structure and boundaries, and Pisces.
Okay,
like,
I'm glad you're saying it. Now I have a question for you, since you reminded me. You do have a stellium in Capricorn.
Yeah, like and 5 you do planets.
Have, and you do have some you're a Pisces with them. So D. How do you think Capricorn and Pisces can work together? What's the best way you think that those two energies can work together?
I feel like Capricorn really establishes like a foundation and a structure for, you know, like bringing Pisces out of the, you know, otherworldly, dreamy, fantasy ideals, and like smacks them with harsh reality. So it's kind of like a yin and a yang almost, where Pisces wants to dissolve all boundaries and be one and be together and just live in happiness and all these ideals, whereas Capricorn is like, no, harsh reality, this is what we're dealing with, let's be realistic, like brings them down to earth.
Now I have a question for you. Did that really hit home from you when you became a business owner?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, every level of my life is like, it's a new lesson in this. So, but yeah, definitely with the career, with the business, you know, managing employees, managing stock, managing emails, spreadsheets, everything.
So let me ask you this then. Has it been a challenge for you to embrace the business and structure that you had to have a successful business in it? But I also know that Pisces likes to escape. So are you finding the challenge of still staying structured and organized, but also having an escape hatch?
The business does not really let me escape. Like, I want to, I guess, but there's no, like, I'm in it. I'm in it, and there's no way out, so I have to deal with it. I have to deal with it all. Like,
well, it's hard. is that where putting up boundaries may come in?
Yeah, I've had to put up boundaries, and it's not fun. At least it's not for me. I mean, some people, it's easy and they like doing
it. So when you say boundaries, when it comes to, is it, hey, I'm doing this while I'm at work, but when I'm at work, I need to shut it off?
Yeah, I'm not as good about that because, like, we don't have an office at the business. We have a home office. There's, like, it's such a small space that there's just no space for an office. So I take work home with me a lot. Like, we both do, and, like, it's also, like, I own it with my partner, with my marriage partner, you know? So, like, I don't know, that's a struggle. That's a struggle. I'll just leave it at that.
And the reason I'm asking is because, you know, that's pretty much the energy we in, you know? This Kazemi.
Yeah.
The sun, Kazemi, the sun at 0 degrees Capricorn, Wallace, you know, sextile to Saturn over there in Pisces.
Yeah. It's a struggle. I mean, there is certain times where I'll be like, let's just not talk about this right now. Like, I don't want to talk about work anymore. Like, we're done. That's the end.
Well,
but I guess that's a boundary, right? Like, I'm done for now. Like, that's it. Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe I've gotten to that point because I went past my boundary, though. And that's when I have to, like, okay, everyone shut up about work. I'm not talking about work anymore.
So in all actuality, do you, all your life, in some sort of way, you've been learning, having to put up boundaries, and now you're learning to put up, like, earlier, you had to learn to put up boundaries with inside your family.
Yeah, everywhere.
And now...
it's hard. Like, wherever, like, whatever level of your, or not level of your life, whatever category of your life, whatever, you know, home or work or friends or so, whatever, like, it's hard. It's hard to put up boundaries. It just is. And I feel like that's how I act in most of them. Like, I let them push me past my boundaries. And then I, like, get really mad and I have to, like, really dig my heels in and demand that, like, these are my boundaries.
So maybe when it comes to this energy and all of that, it's about proper boundaries.
Learning to set it sooner and stick with it.
How do you feel about this comment? This, you have to train people how you want to be treated.
I don't know. I feel like there is some truth to that, but I think that also, like, people just fucking suck, you know? Like, you teach them how you want to be treated all you want, but that doesn't mean they're gonna do it, you know?
Yeah, but then at that point, that would be on you.
Then you set a boundary and, like, okay, if they're not gonna treat me how I want to be treated, then I don't want to be around them.
Yeah.
And that's hard when that person is, like, your family or, I guess, your boss or an employee or whatever.
Other things that I wanted to bring up about that Venus Uranus, it could be codependency issues, dependency or codependency issues. People who project things on others, are you the projectee or the projector? With Venus being in Scorpio, it also could be issues of trust issues, betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
jealousy.
Yes. But it also could be healing, breakthroughs through relationships, healing in relationships.
Healing those old hurts, those old wounds.
Yeah. Sudden awakenings in inside relationships. Like, you know, I've been seeing this the wrong way this whole time. I got a new perspective, and wow, I see XYZ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, something I once looked at in a negative light, in all actuality, it's actually a positive. Yeah. I was seeing it wrong.
Right.
This is also the energy of freedom from limitations. Capricorn is a Saturn rule sign. Capricorn is old guard. Capricorn is old structure and stuff. And so it could be freedom wanting to be free and liberated from all of that.
Yeah, escaping the status quo.
Correct. Correct. So, and one other thing that people need to be mindful of, especially during this time of year with Venus being in opposition to Uranus, being reckless with your money.
Ooh, yeah. Because Uranus is going to bring some shockers, and Venus is like your things, your relationships with people and your relationships with things, your material items.
You know what I meant by that?
What?
You wanted to show love to people during this Christmas time, but when you get that bill in the mail, it's going to be a mother shocker.
Right?
Oh, shit!
Yeah, I spent too much on presents.
Man, I went into debt for a holiday I really don't want to participate.
Yeah.
A holiday that in some parts you could feel like you're being bullied
into buying stuff.
Into participating.
Into consumerism. That kind of matches with like the whole like Christmas comes from Yule. It's an old pagan holiday. I don't know if we've said that on this take two yet or not.
No.
I know we said it on take one, but like it's the dying of the sun and preparing for darkness and the cold, harsh winter, and like the traditional Yuletide gifts were like mittens and scarves and the stockings that we still hang, and like, you know, warmth and, you know, abundance. Like, we need abundance at this time of year or we're gonna die.
If your kid doesn't have the latest toy when they get back to school,
they've gotten way far away from just survival. Like, now it's literally just consumerism. Like, yeah, these aren't necessities. Board games are probably more on the traditional side because you also need something to do in the darkness of the winter. Like, you know, we stay home, we stay by the fire. Like, I'm talking about old times before the electricity, but like games and warm clothes and like stuff for actually prepare for winter were the more traditional gifts. And now it's gotten way away from that. And it's, you know, video games and TVs and VR and not necessary things.
Yeah. So, to be honest with you, getting back to how we began, seems like everything gets sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
And everything starts off with as one thing and ends up as a business.
Yeah. Somebody commoditized it.
Yeah, somebody got to make a dollar.
They capitalized on this idea.
And even though D, you talk about this pagan ass holiday, you know what you're about to go do?
I'm about to go celebrate it.
Participate in this pagan
idea. Yeah.
This pagan holiday.
Yeah.
Now, are you feeling bullied?
I have in the past, but I feel like we've chilled out a lot this year, like gone back to like the roots of like, you know, fun clothes for the kids, but, you know, like functional clothes, but like fun stuff that they'll like. And, you know, I don't want to give away any of their gifts on air or anything.
Wait. How are you going to give it away? Isn't Santa supposed to be bringing it?
We do one thing from Santa.
Are you doing the elf on the shelf?
No, I'm so glad I never got into that. Oh my God, those things. Yeah, no, my kids do not know who Elf on the Shelf is. And it's staying that way. But I'll tell you one thing that I think is really cute. That my, so my kids are 11 and 5, so like maybe we have one more year of the 11-year-old believing in Santa. But they're convinced that their grandpa on their dad's side is Santa Claus because he's old. He's the grandpa. He has white beard. He has white hair. He likes tinkering with toys. His specialty is like fixing electronics and making the lights go off and work again. And like, he's an electronics mechanics kind of guy. He has like a toy station where he fixes these, you know, like a desk at his house where he fixes these things. He has like a 3D printer, and he has made like the kids like little unicorn figurines and stuff in the past. So they've started piecing all of these hints together as like, I think grandpa is Santa Claus and I think he's not telling us. And I think it's cute and adorable because like they still think that it started last year. It was adorable.
So I guess Christmas is still cool for you because you're
still alive kids, for them.
You know,
it's weird because like, as a kid myself, I never believed in Santa Claus. And my dad, like, I think I've mentioned on the show, I like, figured out that he's on the spectrum and he has Asperger's. So he never, like, he just doesn't emote. So he never, like, he never said he existed or didn't. He's just, like, kind of aloof to it. So I never really believed in it as a kid. And I didn't really care if my kids believed in it. But now that I see the magic in their eyes, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. So, I know you got to roll and do your thing. Hey, before you, I want to wish you and your family, you know, happy holidays and all of that.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and your family too. Glad we could get together and record this.
Yeah,
second time's the charm.
now, let me ask you this. When are you going to have another person for me to guess at?
Ooh, soon. Whenever you want. I've got a few people. Got a few celebrity charts that we could pull from.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy trying to figure out guesses. Even though, you know, pick somebody I may know. I mean.
Okay, yeah.
I knew of Selena, and I ain't like listened to her music or nothing. I seen the movie once or twice.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, but
I just figured, you know, me and Claudia were both Latinas, and you're from the South, so I figured it was a safe bet.
Yeah, I saw the movie twice, but I mean, I would have gotten it if she would. She cheated.
We love you, Walter. Shout out to Walter. Yeah, he's not gonna do that again.
If depending on when you want to do it, if we could hook up before the end of the year and do that. If not, you know, happy holidays to you and see you next year. If not,
sure.
You know, I tell the people how to get in touch with you and all of that.
Oh, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all the usual places. My website's dream-astrology.com for readings and calendars. The new one's not out yet. I'm really, really behind. Don't judge me.
You did mention calendar. Dee, how come your calendar doesn't start at the new year in January?
Because it starts on the spring equinox with the first day of Aries and the first day of spring.
Oh. Oh, interesting.
The start of the zodiac and the start of the actual new year. We could do a whole episode about April Fool's Day and the origins of that, because it has to do with when we changed the calendar to start in January instead of spring.
All right. Yeah, well, y'all be looking forward to that, and y'all be looking forward to another Guess Who episode. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me in 2023. All the downloads, listening to the horoscopes, the tarot stuff, and all of that. I'm ready to see what 2024 got to offer.
Yes. So like, look for us again in 2024.
Like Buzz Lightyear says, to infinity and beyond.
Yes. We're here to stay.
Yeah.
50, wait, how many, what episode did you say this was?
Episode 56.
Episode 56. Yeah, we ain't gonna be taking our breaks, but we'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah. With that being said, I want to thank y'all. I wish y'all would like, subscribe, share the show with 2-3 friends. You know how I end this all the time. Know thyself, balance your energy.
I started off with questions.
Happy New Year! Number
2, things on my mind. Why this, why that, what should we do? The question that the searching, you diving into seeking. Go for some ass, leak it. These niggas get to tweak it. You don't be get to preach it. You don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars. You read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you must believe. Now people don't deceive. These stars are Christmas Eve. It's from the start, that's why you trap, you stuck, you cannot leave. You best be on your knees, confess your sins of you. Don't have a question, have the face, you trust, you told the truth. You think you can't be slanted, you think it just be planted. It's warfare, the bombs explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We hit it, evolve, but ain't the damn thing changed.
I'm proud of you, man.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.